What a lot of shooting stars there are tonight.
It's like fireworks.
Or the circus.
Do you think they have circuses in heaven, Jane?
I'm not sure. Oh, Michael, such a beauty. Do you see it? Maybe that one's the comet. Oh, no. Hide, Michael. It's coming in here.
Do you think it's gone now? I'm nearly smothercated.
Of course I haven't gone. I'm waiting for you.
You're a star.
Of course I am. Do you want to see some more stars?
Oh, yes, please.
Well, come with me then. And mind you wrap up. It's chilly. And hurry, or we'll be late.
Late for what exactly?
Follow me. It's a bit of a climb, but it's perfectly safe.
It's another ladder leading up into the sky.
Made of shining stars.
Jane and Michael Banks, what are you doing out without your coats? If I've told you once, I've told you 100 times that the best way to catch a chill is to go out in the night sky without a coat.
Mary Poppins, what are you doing here?
What am I doing here? This is my evening out. What are you doing here?
What's that big stripy tent?
The circus, of course.
Really?
Haven't you ever been to a circus before?
Not in the sky. This is a very special circus.
All circuses are the same.
No, ours is different. It's brighter than any other circus. Our animals are the stars and constellations.
And if you two have stopped asking silly questions, perhaps we could go inside and see them.
Are you ready?
Mr. and Mrs. George Banks.
Everyone's staring at us.
This way, sir. Madam.
George, you never said the bank dinner was going to be this grand.
Yes, I did. Anyway, nothing to be nervous about, I'm sure.
Madam.
Oh, thank you.
Sir.
Oh, I thought you were going to be late, Banks. Oh, evening, smart. Mr. Drake, not here yet?
No, lucky for you. You know how he hates lateness. Happy with your speech?
Oh, yes, I have my notes right here.
Notes? You need notes.
Ignore him, George. He's just trying to unnerve you.
The very idea.
Welcome the chairman of the bank and his good wife, Mr. and Mrs. Malcolm Drake.
Jane, look! What are they? They look like goats. Why would you have goats in a circus?
They're the three little kids, of course. Don't you know anything?
Well, you only know because you've been reading Father's book about the stars.
Oh, excuse me. I don't suppose you have a currant bun in your pocket?
I'm sorry, Mr. Dragon. I don't.
Oh, I thought not. It's always the way on circus nights. I don't get fed until after the performance. Usually, I have a beautiful maiden for supper. Actually, you look rather tasty.
I'm not. I really am not.
Oh, I'm only teasing. You're human. Everyone knows humans are tasteless.
Why can't you eat on circus nights?
They keep me hungry, so I shall do my tricks better. But after the show, yum, yum.
That's quite enough nonsense from you. Thank you.